Tonight, the Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce will be presenting the second annual Eddie Awards. This will be at the City Flats Hotel, first event that's been booked there, and that's exciting. A lot of different categories, including the Small Business Award category, and one of the nominees, one of the finalists, is with us right now from Grand Trunk Marketplace, Kelly Lozano. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Explain what Grand Trunk Marketplace is.
Okay. Grand Trunk Marketplace is a vintage-inspired marketplace, and so we basically have 38 different stores, boutiques within our building. We have 8,000 square feet, and we have a variety, vintage inspired. So we have old, we have new, we have upcycled, recycled, creative, and we also have a huge women's boutique in our store, a Little Bird. And then we just added Dale's Whiskey Coffee House.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It is the kind of store you can kind of get lost in, isn't it?
Totally. People will walk through that front door and they think that it's just the store there on 4th Street.
Yeah.
And so they walk in expecting just to do a quick browse, and then they come around that corner. And our front desk is behind that door. And so often we hear people say, Oh wow. This is going to take a while.
They kind of get into a time warp as they walk through and see all the different offerings there. How long has Grand Trunk Marketplace been in existence?
It'll be 2 years, July 1st.
Coming up on 2 years.
Yeah.
How did this all come to be?
Well, it came to be because I was a corporate manager for Red Lobster, and I was spending 70 or 80 hours a week. I was missing out on my son and his life and his friends. And I just decided I needed to do something different or else I was going to miss those last 4 years. And so I kind of created a side hustle. I started to make signs, and then you get the bug, like when those creative juices get going. So then now I'm refinishing furniture, and what am I going to do with all this? And so I started to sell things myself in other stores.
Okay.
And then I got in the other stores, and I'm like, okay, well, I think I can do this. And I looked at several different models of how people were successfully doing indoor markets. And we started to look for a building.
And you found one in what I always consider kind of the warehouse district of Port Huron, which is a neat little area.
It's a cool area. It is. It has so much history, and it has so much tradition. And it's really a part of, when you come into the Grand Trunk Marketplace, it's a part of the feeling. It's that, you know, and it's not, I don't believe it's coincidental that the Chamber of Commerce has called the Small Business Award the Fort Award, because it really is our early settlers' history down there. They were traders. It was lumber and shipping and merchants, and that's what we do. And so I think that's how it all feels so right down there.
Yeah, right on the water too. You get a nice view of the river.
So it's so beautiful. I mean, you just look out there and see those freighters go by, and all is right in the world.
Where did you come up with the name?
Okay, so I had some really creative names, and one of the names that I had on my list was the Mean Paul. And I was having people look at my list of names, and they're like, you can't call your business the Mean Paul. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like, all right, let's go to tradition. And so I just started to Google, right, the history of Port Huron. And everything that I looked at said the Grand Trunk.
Mm.
And really, when you look at what's going on today in the world of vintage markets, everybody is using the word marketplace. Mm-hmm. And so I said, okay, Grand Trunk Marketplace. And then I started to share that with other people to get some feedback. And they're like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Where do people come from that visit your store?
Everywhere. They do. We use social media really hard in bringing people in from all over. It really was my desire when I came into the Grand Trunk Marketplace and in that location specifically to bring people in to experience our city. I didn't just want to bring people in to experience what wonderful things that we have to share, but also our community. I mean, we have so much here to share. And so when we market to bring people in to experience our city. So we're talking we've made deliveries to Rochester Hills, down on Van Dyke. I've had people that will come in from Lake Orion. And so Yeah, we like to share our city with as far outreaching as we possibly can.
Yeah, that's fantastic. What does it mean to you to be nominated for an Eddie Award tonight?
Everything. It means everything. Yeah. It does.
Been quite a 2 years, hasn't it?
It has. Just the growth, not only for myself personally, but for my vendors. Those that are there, many of them have been there from the beginning. And they're growing, not only from a business standpoint, but for a personal standpoint. And so to see their growth from a hobby to a business is fabulous. It really is.
4 or 5 years ago, you'd have been all by yourself down there. There wasn't much happening downtown. A lot has changed, even in just the 2 years that you've been there,
yeah.
Hasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it has. And the pieces of the puzzle are coming together. And it's so exciting to see the city work together and bring this fellowship and this community safety. You're looking at our parks and our businesses, and so much is happening. And I believe that that's why people are coming back home.
It's a good time to be in Port Huron, isn't it?
It's a good time to be in Port Huron.
Well, Kelly, congratulations on the Eddie Award nomination. Good luck tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul.
Kelly Lozano with us from Grand Trunk Marketplace on WPHM.